On the line now I have Niall Quinn, Deputy Managing Director and Head of Corporate and Financial PR for the Reputations Agency. Reputations Agency, Niall, good afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon to you, how are things?
Not too bad at all, so tell me about the Reputations Agency first.
Well, I suppose first of all, we're a public relations agency specialising in corporate and consumer PR, but I suppose what sets us apart as an agency is the focus we have on insight through the reputation management division that we have, who undertake a lot of research and first of all, primarily for organisations in Ireland in terms of assessing where the reputation is, and then also doing surveys like this that we just launched yesterday, the City RepTrack study, which we do in partnership with the Reputation Institute, which is a global best practice institute on reputation management, mm-hmm. A measurement, and the survey that we've just come out with, you know, it's one of 56 cities that's done, and then the survey is of the general public in the GA countries who assess the their views on reputation of those 56 countries.
I found it fascinating to read it. I mean, we'll go through some of it in the course of the conversation, but we're doing well, just to put it mildly. We've climbed three places and we're up to 17 now. So that's
right,
really
and
great.
And it is a journey which we've been on over the last couple of years. Like if you look back over the last 6 or 7 years, the reputation of Dublin has been growing steadily. The scale that's used for ranking reputation, anything over 80 is considered excellent, mm-hmm. And those that have a rank have a score between 70 and 79 are considered strong and robust, and Dublin has very clearly moved into that score by posting a score of 77, just over 77.
And the scores that you get there, they come from the general visitors that visit Dublin. Is that the way it works?
No, well, the survey is done, it's of 23,000 members of the general public in GA countries, and mm-hmm. one of the great benefits of this study is that it only studies those who are familiar or somewhat familiar with the city. So they could have generated their awareness either through visiting or through doing business with the city or developing a very, very strong understanding mm-hmm. in another way. And really, that score is assesses, you know, how at a gut level how they feel, how from the perspectives of do they trust, do they hold it in high esteem, do they admire it, and do they have a good feeling towards the city. And then from a rational point of view then the study goes into much more deeper insights, you know, asking about their perspectives on, you know, how they feel, whether it has an adequate infrastructure of transport, communications and public services, mm-hmm. and other considerations about, you know, how they view the structure of political and legal institutions and whether it offers a favourable environment to do business. And what's really interesting is that when you drill down into those attributes, historically Dublin has scored particularly well on attributes like, you know, is it a beautiful city, does it mm-hmm. offer a wide range of appealing experiences, while at the same time it may not have scored as well on those sort of harder and more commercial benchmarks, like, you know, offering a favourable environment for doing business.
Yeah,
but
sure.
they have improved on those harder metrics in the last couple of years, and that's particularly heartwarming for those who are charged with selling Dublin as an attractive place to invest in, and in the post Brexit environment, that's something which is increasingly important.
Yeah, because it sort of states like the remit is not just about holidays; it's about working and living here, and even investing in as a company for, and all sorts of things to bring people here. here. So they all sort of merge together in ways for maybe, as I say, investing or working or living. So,
indeed, these are important considerations. While this is a general public survey, it's not a study of business decision makers, but the general public is a proxy for those decision makers. But also an important consideration is that if you're trying to relocate, as many businesses are at the moment, it is much easier to get support from your staff to move to a city that has a strong reputation, mm-hmm. and that is one of the real benefits of focusing on strengthening a city's reputation, mm-hmm. And obviously the consistent efforts that have been made at a policy level are clearly benefiting, but there's clearly more that can be done in order to move that further to getting an excellent score. And indeed, there are only two cities in the world that were part of the study that have an excellent score, and that's Sydney and Copenhagen.
Yeah, and they're so consistent all the time. But no, just looking at the list, I found it unbelievable that we actually beat Venice and Paris. It's terrific, and you think that it just bodes well for Brexit in the future as well, when we have this popularity and it's climbing.
Well, it's not just popularity. These are down to what people's views are of Dublin from a reputational perspective. You know, as I said earlier, you know, it assesses at a very, very good level. Mm-hmm. You know, whether people hold the city in high esteem, do they admire it, do they have a good feeling about it, do they trust Dublin as a city? And these are important at that level. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, the study then goes into the more rational side of it. Of good feeling to sort of drill down to get people's perspective. And one of the benefits of the insights that a study like this can provide, and these are the insights that we will bring to our clients, be it on the corporate or the consumer side, in other reputational studies we do, is that the findings that we would get from this can be used by policymakers to try and affect the types of change that's needed to improve the scores, mm-hmm. in particular areas, with a view to lifting the overall reputation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I meant popular in the context that people want to live here and stay, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. and invest
and
in as well.
That is an important consideration, because again, if you're in any part of the UK and a decision has been taken to relocate in a post-Brexit environment, and you are looking around to other cities of where you might go to, it's obviously much easier sell to your staff to move to a city that has a strong reputation than one that doesn't, mm-hmm. Possess that same characteristic. And if you look at it, you know, from a European perspective, while we're seventh, you know, from a global perspective, you know, we are 11th in the European stakes, you know. And as you mentioned earlier, we are ahead of cities like Venice and Zurich and Munich and Madrid and Paris, which would be perceived as being you know, attractive places to live, mm. with good public transport services and other civic amenities as well.
Is this an annual survey that you do, or is it coming?
It's now in its seventh year, so we have a lot of data going back over the last couple of years on Dublin. And you know, we have moved. This is the highest ranking that we have ever had. We did fall as low as 30th in 2012, when we had a score of just shy of 67, mm-hmm. And I did mention earlier that, you know, that the normative scale that we use, anything over 80 is considered excellent. You know, between 70 and 79 is strong and robust. Whereas if you're between 60 and 69, that the reputational rank is considered average. So you can see there we have moved very, very clearly from being in that average rank at just shy of 67, mm-hmm. to being well ensconced in the strong to robust reputational rank. But obviously, you know, more can be done, and as we can see, the likes of Sydney and Copenhagen, the two cities that are the only ones to get an excellent ranking.
Do you think?
And the benefits there of having a strong and an excellent reputation is that it is easier to get support from stakeholder groups. You know, when we do these studies for companies, those that have a strong reputation find it easier to find and to retain staff. It makes it easier for them to establish in a new community and access new markets, because it gives you that license to do business by having a strong reputation. And also, when challenges are faced by an organisation, as they do constantly, you know, you are more likely to get the benefit of the doubt in those scenarios where you have a stronger reputation.
Do you think the change? Just wondering, you know, some of the things, you probably have some idea why we've climbed up three places. Do you think the inclusion of the tram system and all that has had an impact on it at all? A few things like that.
Again, the survey would have been completed before Cross City was up and running. But obviously, you know, any attempts that have been made at a civic level to improve transport or amenities do make an impact.
So it might be better next year.
We might be better than these next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll have to just watch in the future and see if the prediction right at
But again, the benefit of this survey is that by looking at the individual attributes, like, for instance, you know, we have an excellent rating for key attributes such as beautiful city and offers a wide ranging of appealing experiences, both over 80. You know, where the score that we get for having an adequate infrastructure of transportation, mm-hmm. communications, and public services is still a strong reputation at just over 77.5, which actually pretty much mirrors the overall pulse score of 77.57.
Yeah, because I mean, there is some contradiction in some of the surveys that they do. For instance, like, we're up there among one of the most expensive as well, aren't we?
Well, yeah, there are a range of
but that doesn't seem to negate the popularity.
The World Economic Forum was out with another survey over the weekend, which positioned both Ireland and Dublin well as being an attractive place to work. You know, there are a number of contributing factors. It's almost like the basket of goods, so to speak. When people are making those judgments.
Okay, and people can look up all this information. You have a website there, Niall.
That's right. We have full press release on the website, which is the reputationsagency.ie, and it has the full ranking of all of the 56 countries that are included in the study.
Okay. Well, I mean, it makes very interesting reading. So I'd advise people to look up the website and have a look at it. But thank you very much. You've just run out of time. Thank you very much, Niall. Thanks for talking to us here in Air FM.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And that's Niall Quinn, Deputy Managing Director and Head of Corporate and Financial PR for the Reputations Agency there.